On Air with George Adair on News Talk 1350 and the new FM 103.5 KSRO.
Good afternoon. We do the show every Wednesday. I'm George Adair. Just had to remember what day of the week it was.
It is Wednesday.
Wednesday.
I'm a little bit out of it, too. That's okay.
I know.
Okay.
I think you messed me up. I've caught your jet lag.
Oh, no.
Is jet lag contagious?
I don't think so, but let's go with it.
You know why it would be?
Why?
Because if you yawn, I would yawn.
Oh, yeah. Okay, so that way. I'm trying not to yawn.
I should rewrite that as a joke somehow. Mm-hmm. I don't know. Hey, folks, thanks for tuning in. I'm George Adair. As I mentioned, we do the show every Wednesday at noon 03. You can also catch our podcast at ksro.com. And go to the Facebook page. It's facebook.com/Bay Equity Loans. That's where we have lots of updated information, including who our guests are. Mm-hmm. And if you have any questions about purchasing a home or refinancing, and you're not sure if you qualify or what you qualify for, give Bay Equity a call at 707-583-8100. 707-583-8100. We are a local direct lender. I had a conversation with some clients today. They are fire survivors, mm-hmm. and are working to buy their next home. And we were just talking about all the benefits of working with a local lender versus a national lender, and what the struggle is that they've had with their current lender in paying off. And you know, not all lenders are the same. I reminded them that like Bay Equity, all we do is make home loans. Mm-hmm. We don't write credit card. We don't do auto loans. We don't have deposit accounts. So that's all we are. So if you're looking for a really wide spectrum of loan programs and options, especially if you've experienced calamity from the fires, if you're a renter or you owned your home and you lost it in the fire or it was damaged to a point where you can't live in it anymore, then you would qualify for the FHA disaster relief loan, and that's 100% financing.
Wow. Okay.
So if you want to learn more about that, we do offer that program along with some special credits to help with the closing costs. Call us at 707-583-8100. Hey, we've got a guest. Mm-hmm. She's quite the guest. I'll tell you what. She was on, I think she was on Channel 7 last night actually talking. Diana Gorzinski. She's the president of the North Bay Association of Realtors. Hey, Diana. Thanks for calling in.
Hey, George. How are you?
Oh, we're doing good. It's just an interesting real estate climate that we're in these days, isn't it?
Very exciting.
Yeah, very exciting, very tumultuous, very very crazy for people that are trying to buy a house, people that are trying to find rentals in this market. And you've got a lot of experience. You're also with Vanguard Properties, right?
Yes.
And you're helping folks try and navigate these crazy times?
Yeah, I'm based in, started the new Vanguard office in Petaluma.
Uh-huh.
And a lot of the buyers from the Santa Rosa area in that first week or so came down to Petaluma, especially the Fountain Grove folks. And so we've seen had a lot of interaction with a lot of the fire victims over the last few weeks.
Yeah, and when you say come to Petaluma, you mean for rentals and to buy?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. A lot of people know that the move back into the home period is going to take at least a minimum of 2 years. And so a lot of some people have looked at purchasing a home in that time frame. So people who were well insured are buying a house now that they can live in for the next several years and then maybe use it as a possible rental in the future while their home is being built.
So well, you have quite the resume. Have you ever seen such dynamic market that we're in right now?
You know, it's a very dynamic market without any catastrophe or drama.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's very exciting to us. I mean, we had a big crash and a big surge, you know, obviously a few years back.
Mm-hmm.
But this is kind of a good, exciting, healthy market without any of the major life catastrophes. So we're pretty excited about that. It's also a very challenging market. We ran some stats on Monday morning, and there's only 485 homes in all of Sonoma County. And 401 of those are in escrow at the moment. So
wow.
Very, very scarce escrow. Very, very scarce inventory, which makes it really hard. And you're right, that disaster loan has been a big help, and people are utilizing that.
They are. They're utilizing it, at least from a pre-approval perspective. But I've found, mm-hmm. unfortunately, they're being, I don't know if discriminated is the right word. People throw that around a little too much. But they're definitely not making their way to the top of the stack when other offers come in with down payment. Can you explain what the realtor and seller's perspective is on a home loan that's 100% financing versus one that has 5, 10, or even, you know, all cash in purchasing?
Well, we're finding that the all-cash buyers are still the dominant purchasers,
mm-hmm.
because as we navigate through the home process, the home inspection process, and everything else that goes with the home. The seller just really wants the deal to be done.
Yeah.
We're seeing we're still seeing multiple offers, maybe not as many as we were last year. Last year we were seeing 15 to 20 offers per home.
Mm-hmm.
And we're still seeing that kind of activity, but prices have gone up a little bit.
Yeah.
Just because of the natural inflation of housing prices,
mm-hmm.
and the low inventory. And so people are looking for something that's a good solid offer, and without any financing options at all, some sellers are going for that option. But
yeah.
what we're trying to do in the association is just really do a lot of education.
Yeah.
Because as you know, when you're working with a local lender, totally recommend that. That person knows that they can get the job done. So relationships are very important in our business to make sure that, you know, we know who we're working with, we know who they're working with, and trying to really impress upon both sellers and buyers to kind of stick with that.
There's two benchmarks that sellers are most interested in hitting. Once the contract starts, Michelle, you know, we've got the contingency release period, and Diana is always watching that, I'm sure, with her clients to make sure that the contract is moving as it should. But then there's the closing of the escrow, right? And so what we're finding is that all cash buyers, they're willing to remove their contingencies much quicker and close much quicker. But isn't there also a converse to that, Diana, where essentially some of the cash buyers are trying to sweep in and get a better deal, so they might not make the same sort of price offer as someone who's getting financing?
Right. You're really correct about that. And so we're trying to educate sellers that, you know, a well-qualified buyer can produce more money for their home sale. Because traditionally, even in this market, cash offers are still trying to go not as high as a buyer with a loan.
Right. So a finance buyer, the bank, the money comes and gets wired from, say, Bay Equities line,
mm-hmm.
and goes into escrow versus a cash buyer who wires the money from their own personal bank account. So money is green, although we never actually really see it these days.
Right.
Either way. So performance is the key, isn't it, Diana?
It is. It is. And that's why we use our trusted partners to make sure that that performance happens.
Yeah, definitely. And closing quickly is another thing. So, you know, in my experience, Diana, we're able to close quicker, for example, as a local lender at Bay Equity or even in the other great choices that are local, compared to working with the bigger banks. Some of these bigger banks, they just can't move as quick. Isn't that kind of your experience?
Right. Right. Unless it's kind of a smaller private local bank
yeah.
that, you know, you have a vested interest in. We are working with lenders that can close in, you know, 20, 25 days.
Yeah.
And so we try to make those offers look just like cash. You know, the traditional inspection period is about 17 days.
Mm-hmm.
So usually the strategy is to tighten that up to, you know, 10 days. We're finding more sellers are taking the route of doing the pest inspection or the home inspection before they put the house on the market.
It's a smart move.
To help, or at least we're recommending to our sellers to do that.
Yeah.
So we can move the escrow quickly. Because that, as you can say, when people know the facts about the house, it's easier for buyers to maybe make a more aggressive offer on that house for their offer to be accepted and for the escrow to succeed and the sale to close.
Well, let me talk a little bit about stats with you, if you wouldn't mind.
Sure.
You know, pre-fire data showed median home price, I believe, was around $626. Is that what you saw?
Mm-hmm.
And that's a 7% increase year over year. Post-fire, we probably don't have those numbers yet, unless you have some fresh off the press.
We had the numbers from this past 2 weeks,
uh-huh.
and median home price, kind of in our area at least, not including condos,
uh-huh.
went up to about $675.
Wow.
So
and I was telling people there's about a 5% bump.
Mm-hmm. Right. And so because what we saw that houses before the fire that were sitting on the market for whatever reason, just maybe not a great layout, mm-hmm. maybe not the most ideal location, maybe needed a little bit too much work that the buyer was willing to take. Those in the week after the fire for those people either not wanting to rebuild or had the means to purchase another house scooped up those houses much quicker.
Yeah.
A couple houses in particular that I put a house on the market Saturday morning, wasn't going to accept offers until, you know, Tuesday or so. And I got such an overwhelming response that our sellers were able to take an offer that Saturday afternoon.
Well, that's good for them. Yeah.
Right.
Well, I've got some good info too. You know, the median home price is, let's say it's at 675 right now, just based on that short-term analysis, or short period analysis. The 2018 conforming loan limits for Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac have also increased. And it's interesting. It's clearly in line with that median home price, because in Sonoma County, you'll now be able to finance up to about $649,000 and change and get a 95% conventional loan.
That's great. That's great news. You know, when we try to talk about, you know, obviously we have a shortage of inventory, a shortage of affordability. And so loans like that and being able to utilize the FHA products is going to give more liquidity and a little bit more buying power for those first time home buyers.
Yeah, it definitely will. We just have the sticker shock factor. You know, there's a lot of folks that are going from rent of, say, $2,500, and then all of a sudden they were in the housing market. They were looking for houses that were on the market around the $550 to $600 range, and it's quickly becoming out of reach for affordability. What do you see? And we just have a minute left. What do you see are the sort of market movers now, and relating to first time home buyers and people trying to buy? Do you think they're going to stay in this market, or are they going to have to leave and go elsewhere?
You know, we're hoping that they're going to stay in this market. We just had a presentation this morning about from different building cities adding more housing and kind of loosening up the building permits, trying to get a little bit more housing. But what we're seeing is a lot of people who purchased their condos as their first home, they're now taking the equity from those condos and rolling those into first-time homes. Mm-hmm. So we're hoping that we're not going to have too much departure from the area. And I was on Channel 7 News last night, and after the Oakland fires, we probably had about 25% of people moving out of the area. Mm-hmm. I'm hoping it's not going to be as much this time, but we're still hoping for people to stay in our community. People really love our community. People are drawn to our community. So we're really hoping that we can find solutions like higher loan limits and more of these different types of loans that are available to keep people in the community.
Really great information. Diana Gorzyski, she is the president of the North Bay Association of Realtors, also a realtor with Vanguard Properties. If you want to reach Diana, you can give her a call direct by calling 707-494-9475. Again, 707-494-9475. She definitely has the breadth of experience and all the resources that would make selling or buying clearly an advantage for anyone that calls her. Diana, thanks so much for joining us today, and we'd love to have you back on soon.
I will. Thank you so much, George.
All right. Take care. All right, folks, we're going to commercial break. We're going to come back out talking about reverse mortgages. There is a tool there for those of you with equity or money to use a reverse mortgage to buy property if you're 62 years or older. Stick around. We'll be right back.
On Air with George Adair on News Talk 1350 and the new FM 103.5 KSRO.
Sonoma County's local news, weather, and traffic station, FM News Talk, KSRO, 103.5, 94.5.
This is George Adair with Bay Equity Home Loans. Thank you, first responders, and all the volunteers that continue to help our community recover. As a local and direct lender, Bay Equity is also here to help. Special government refinance and purchase loans are now available to those who have lost their home. Impacted renters and homeowners should start with an insurance claim. If you have a mortgage on lost or damaged property, please continue to make that payment. Call your loan servicer and ask for a special 90-day or longer forbearance. Be sure to get that in writing. Also visit facebook.com/Bay Equity Loans for more lending updates.
Bay Equity is offering a special 100% financing purchase and property rehab program to qualified renters and homeowners impacted by the fires. Bay Equity is also offering special credits to assist with closing costs. Call 707-583-8100 or visit bayequityloans.com.
Equal housing lender subject to credit approval. NMLS ID 76988. The transaction will be made pursuant to the Department of Business Oversight California Finance Lender Law and or California Residential Mortgage Lending Act. NMLS ID 245370.
KSRO, AM, FM, and online. Depend on it.
On Air with George Adair on News Talk 1350 and the new FM 103.5, KSRO.
Hey, thanks for joining us today. I'm George Adair. We do the show every Wednesday at noon 03. Try to keep our topics relevant and interesting and cover wide ranges of the financial mortgage markets. That includes the reverse mortgage product. I think that there's a lot of misinformation about the reverse mortgage. In fact, I know there's a lot of misinformation about that. And it's becoming such a great product for our baby boomers, The group of people that are aging and heading into retirement, done a great job accruing and building equity in their home, especially with the strength of the recent housing market. And so I wanted to have a really great guest on again today, and his name is Merritt Barber. He's a reverse mortgage specialist, and he's the senior vice president of the reverse mortgage division of Bay Equity Home Loans. Hey, Merritt, thanks for joining us today.
Hey, George, thanks for having me again.
Absolutely. Always great to have you on the show because, well, instead of me telling the listeners about your background, why don't you share with us your experience and history with the reverse mortgage product?
All right. Well, I've been in the mortgage business, mortgage banking business for 25 years, longer than I want to admit, and specifically with the reverse mortgage product since about 2005 with my own company, where, you know, I developed with my team and the other owners of the company, one of the top retail reverse mortgage brands in the country. So I know a lot about this product, and, you know, me and my team are here to support our origination teams out in across the country, just like George. And so that's my background.
It's great. And, of course, you've been fighting the uphill battle of misinformation about this product. Can you share with us some of the common misunderstandings of the product before we talk about the benefits? I think sometimes it's easier to just knock out the misnomers and the misunderstandings.
Yeah, that's so true. We call them reverse mortgage urban myths. And, you know, it's just a tricky way for the bank to get your house. You don't really own your home. You know, you're going to lose your home equity after, you know, it's paid off.
Right.
I usually tell my loan officers that are asking me these questions or borrowers that, no, that's the reverse mortgage made in, you know, communist China, not the one made here in the United States. Right. We don't do things like that. So,
no.
Yes, there are a lot of urban myths.
And the biggest one being that the bank's going to keep your house. You don't own your house anymore. And that's not all what happens. You actually have a deed of trust recorded just like a conventional loan. It's just you don't make a house payment. So what happens to the principal that you're not paying over time?
Well, the interest accrues. Like if you borrow any money.
I'm sorry, I meant interest. Yeah, sorry.
Yeah, the interest accrues up in the cloud. And when the last person leaves the home permanently, the estate has many, many months to pay off the reverse mortgage with interest. And usually that happens 99% of the time. The estate sells the property. The mortgage payoff comes into escrow like any other mortgage. And the proceeds pay that off, and the equity goes to the estate and the heirs.
What's interesting is the table I've seen in our package that we issue as part of the disclosures. It allows for an annual growth. Typically, we put in there 4%, right, Merritt?
Correct.
And the interest rate that we will associate for the product, they're generally adjustable rate mortgages, but there's this period of over 20 years or so where they're kind of pretty close to each other projected out, and you're not losing a lot of equity over time.
Correct. You know, the average home appreciation we put into the supercomputer is 4%. So really the equity is treading water, and it's not really eroding like people might think that it would. The product is really designed by HUD, by FHA, so that there is equity left over for the heirs. It's not designed to be upside down. Now, there are times when that happens, and there are wonderful safeguards if that does happen. This is a no-recourse loan, so that if it is underwater, the federal government has to eat that loss, not the estate.
I think it's important for people to realize this is a federally insured loan program. And when the equity, if the equity, I should say, were to disappear completely, they don't come back. That's what you're saying. It's not a, it's non-recourse loan. They're not coming back to the estate saying, well, now you owe us an extra 20 grand.
Correct. It's a non-recourse loan.
That's what that means.
That's the legal term for it. And it's heads I win, tails they, the, you know, HUD loses.
You know, Merritt, there's this ongoing discussion I'm having with people about gridlock in our marketplace and baby boomers not really knowing what to do with their equity, not knowing how to move down. And I'm actually joined in the studio here with Adrian Roach. He's one of our top realtors in the area with W Real Estate. And, you know, I wanted to bring Adrian in on this because a lot of people don't realize that you can use the reverse mortgage for purchase loans. Is that something you ever see, Adrian?
Not that I've seen personally. But actually, just listening to that, two misnomers that I, I had in my mind, you know, were just taken care of. So I'm definitely glad I stayed and sat in on this because, you know, I learned a couple of things just now.
Yeah. So do you see the being able to use a purchase reverse mortgage as a viable option for some of your clients?
that would definitely help for sure. And it just gives another option on the table to where, you know, everybody's kind of stuck in this, well, you know, I don't know if I want to sell because I don't have anywhere to go. When you're presented with, you know, different options on the table, such as this, this, you know, could be the light at the end of the tunnel that somebody needs.
Merritt, what do you see as the number one advantage to someone going into their senior years in, and looking at the reverse mortgage?
Well, you know, I think it's a wonderful way for seniors who are in a tough position because the price of everything that they need has gone up and their incomes haven't. They're getting squeezed. And there's about $6 trillion of senior home equity built up. It's about $200,000 per retiree household.
Wow.
And a reverse mortgage is an incredible tool to get access to a portion of that dormant, sleeping equity to turn it into cash so that they can use it today to live better.
To live better. I think that's the key. People, when they retire, always make less money. They don't make more money.
Right.
And so their cost of living is going up. Their income is going down. So the absence of a mortgage payment, not paying $1,500 or $2,000 a month, means you're able to use that money or not have to come up with it.
Right.
Yeah, maintain quality of life.
Their biggest fear is that their savings won't last. And a reverse mortgage is a viable financial planning tool to ensure that they can improve the quality of their lives. And, you know, how is a senior going to get access to this dormant equity? Well, they could sell their house. They don't want to do that.
They got to live somewhere.
Right. And they to get a traditional mortgage is very difficult to qualify for. Plus, you have payments. So a reverse mortgage is really one of the only ways to monetize, turn into money, that sleeping dormant equity for their use today.
If you're just joining us now, I'm with Merritt Barber. He's the reverse mortgage specialist, and he's the senior vice president of the reverse mortgage division at Bay Equity. I'm also joined with Adrian Roach. He's with W Real Estate, extraordinaire real estate agent. Great guy. And we're talking about reverse mortgage, and I think it's important for people that just tune in also to really understand what a reverse mortgage is and what it isn't. And as Merritt was just saying, you're not deeding your house to the bank. Most people that are upset about the idea of reverse mortgage, unfortunately, are the heirs of the estate, right, Merritt?
We used to see that in the past, you know, years ago, I would have meetings with the potential borrower and their kids. And, you know, there were some kids that didn't really, weren't too enthused about the idea of giving up a portion of their future inheritance. But I would always explain it, you know, your mother needs money today. So you're either going to start writing checks now with after-tax precious money or forego potentially a little bit of your inheritance in the future. Because your mom needs money. There's only a couple ways to do this. And usually they come around. You just don't think it through the entire way. And nowadays, we don't hardly ever see that. Most of the kids are, they have been writing checks because the times are getting more difficult for their parents.
Right.
And they're looking at the reverse mortgage as a way to relieve that pressure. They have, you know, they have kids in school. And it's precious money that they're having to write checks to their parents for. And this is a way to get out of that.
Well, we know that, what is it, over 50% of Americans don't even have 1 month's worth of savings in their bank account.
And terrible. And our focus group analysis tells us that the seniors' greatest worry is that their savings is going to run out.
Right. And it could. A lot of them were not seniors 10 years ago.
Correct.
And they were working, and they went through the mortgage meltdown, or they went through the recession. They don't have... They have, some of them have bad credit. Some of them lost income. Lots of people lost retirement. And now the market's rebounded and this product really helps them, doesn't it?
That's a really good point about the market. You know, part of this is for seniors, for our retired people, is to understand the timing of the place that they're at right now. Right this second, their home equity is at an intergenerational high. It's above the 2008 peak, which makes my stomach hurt a little bit. And interest rates are at an intergenerational low. Now is the time to get the most out of a reverse mortgage. In the future, what if property values go down? What if interest rates go up?
Right.
They'll get less of a reverse mortgage, or they won't get one at all. So I would encourage all retirees, if you have questions about a reverse mortgage, you need to call George. His team, backed up with my team, will help you understand what a reverse mortgage can do for you. And if it's right for you, George is not going to sell you. He is going to just guide you and teach you. And, you know, our prime directive at Bay Reverse is to treat each of our senior borrowers like they're our parents. It's our prime directive.
Yeah.
And we really beat it down through our organization, and we have hundreds and hundreds of incredibly satisfied seniors. They write us letters. They thank us. So I want to encourage everybody out there, start asking questions
mm-hmm.
so that you can kick over rocks to see if this thing can help you. And if so, you know, you're going to be so excited to go out and visit your grandkids more often than you can do now.
Yeah, or put some food on the table. You know, folks, you're going to replace, you're going to use your equity so that you don't have a monthly mortgage payment anymore. You're going to still own your house. It's actually tremendously easy to qualify. But, you know, there are some things that we do. We will do a questionnaire. And as Merritt said, my job is to provide information and ideas. So if you're interested in learning more and working with a direct lender of the reverse mortgage product, a local lender, that's Bay Equity Home Loans. You can give us a call at 707-583-8100. Again, 707-583-8100. We got to run. Merritt, I appreciate you joining us so much. And hey, I see a tremendous opportunity for our listeners here. Thank you so much.
Thank you, George.